Welcome back to the Honey Coated Words podcast. This is your host, Emma. Today we'll be continuing our series of John, the Gospel of John, by reading chapters 9 and chapters 10. First, I want to open us up in prayer. Lord, thank you for today. I thank you for the ability to be able to read your word freely, God. I ask that you would just soften the hearts of everyone listening. I ask that you would tune their ears and remove the scales from their eyes so that they may see, hear, and know you for who you truly are, God. Help us to be receptive of your word today and to love you greater, Father. Teach us how to love you and to love the people around us, even when it's difficult, Lord. We thank you once again for today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So let's go ahead and get this episode started by reading John chapter 9. Jesus heals a man born blind. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to them, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how are your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes, and he said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such things?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight, and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he sees now we do not know. Nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he must be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know. Though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" They reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into the world, that those who do not see me may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, we see, your guilt remains. I am the good shepherd. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters me, he will be saved, and I will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, he has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? I and the Father are one. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? The Jews answered him, it is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him who the Father consecrated and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Because I said, I am the Son of God? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Again, they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first. And there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true, and many believed in him there. And now we will be continuing the episode by going through our reflection time. And if you guys just happened to pick this episode and you haven't listened to any of our previous episodes, we use the SOAP method for our reflection time. And each of those letters stands for something that we are going to be doing. So S is scripture. And you're basically just going to pick out a scripture that you either read along with us or you listened to that you feel like the Lord is bringing up. And obviously you guys can ask, like, Lord, what is a scripture that you're wanting me to meditate on? So we're going to meditate on the scripture. And then O is observation. And we are going to take that scripture and write it down or think about it, whatever is easiest for you, because I know some of you are at home, some of you are at work running errands, and you don't have a journal on you, and that's totally fine. So O is going to be observation, and you're just going to, once again, write that down, and you're going to observe. So what is the Lord telling his disciples in this? What is he telling me? You know, is there something I'm being convicted of? Is there something the Lord trying to encourage me of or remind me of? Really, you're just going to take this verse and you're going to observe everything you can about it. And then A, application. You're going to take this verse and you're going to see ways that you can apply this verse to your life and ask the Lord, like, Lord, I'm looking at this verse. What are ways that I can apply this specific verse to my life so that I can walk according to the walk that you've called me to? And then the last one is P, prayer. And you're just going to get alone with the Lord, get some quiet time, and really intentionally talk to the Father. So we are going to start it off by S, scripture. So some music is going to play, and the music isn't really long enough to be able to go through these reflection times. It's just signaling that this is when you need to start it. You can obviously pause and take however long you need during each reflection, and then unpause it and hop right back on. So let's start the first one, S, scripture. And the next one that we are going to start is O, observation. So like how I said earlier, go ahead and just observe what the Lord is trying to tell you in this. And now we are on A. So you're going to ask the Lord, Lord, what are ways that I can take this verse and apply it to my life? Because it's really important that when we are in God's word, that we are looking at it from a lens of not only something that we read, but something that we apply to our lives daily. And now P, prayer. Go ahead and just get some one-on-one time with the Lord. It really doesn't even matter where you are, honestly. If you're at work listening to this, if you're in the car driving the kids, or you're at home, you know, in your room, really it doesn't matter. We can make time for the Lord in any place. So go ahead and just talk to him about your day. Talk to him about how you're feeling. Thank him and praise him. And that is all for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Honey Coated Words podcast. Next week, we will be continuing our series by reading John chapter 11 through 12. I'm super excited about that. And for the Spotify listeners, if you go to the episode and scroll down, there will be two questions. There will be questions that you can answer. And this is a way that I just like to connect with the community and kind of see where everyone is. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you in the next episode.